from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. International leaders are condemning a gas attack in Syria allegedly carried out by Syrian government or Russian warplanes on a rebel-held town in northern Syria, killing at least 58 people and injuring more than 200 others, some critically. Jeff Custer reports.
Syrian opposition activists describe the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war. And the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, called it a horrifying massacre. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, Press Secretary Sean Spicer condemned the attack and suggested the Obama administration shares some of the blame.
Today's chemical attack in Syria against innocent people, including women and children, is reprehensible and cannot be ignored by the civilized world. These heinous actions by the Bashar al-Assad regime are a consequence of the past administration's weakness and irresolution. President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing.
Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. The Assad government in Damascus did not respond formally to the gas attack allegations, but has repeatedly denied its warplanes carry out raids with chemical weapons. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Abajan Jalilov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with several of the dozens of injured in critical condition. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is ending U.S. funding for the United Nations Population Fund, accusing the agency of supporting coercive abortion or involuntary sterilization. The U.S. State Department sent a letter to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Monday saying it will withhold $32.5 million from the fund in its 2017 budget. The letter said the agency works with China's National Health and Family Planning Commission, which carries out Beijing's two-child policy that limits the number of children Chinese couples can have. The State Department says it will shift the money to its in-house global health initiatives. Authorities in southern Somalia are searching for five World Health Organization workers who were abducted by suspected al-Shabaab militants. Colonel Deke Abdi Khalif says the workers were in their home Sunday when gunmen broke in, took them by force, and drove them to a remote area. The five men, all Somali nationals, were working on a polio vaccination program for the WHO. The UN agency has not made any comment on the abduction. Before the kidnapping, the aid workers had received death threats, indicating that al-Shabaab objects to their work. Burials have begun in southern Colombia for the 273 people killed in Saturday's devastating mudslides. Health authorities in the town of Mocoa have been releasing the remains to families in order to speed burials and prevent the spread of disease. Meanwhile, rescue workers and residents continued a frantic search in the rubble for the 200 people who remain missing. The death toll from the disaster includes more than 40 children. President Juan Manuel Santos has declared an economic emergency for Mocoa, pledging to rebuild a water system damaged in the mudslide. Santos blamed climate change for the disaster, saying Mocoa had received one-third of its usual monthly rain in just one night. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the country's top law enforcement official, has ordered a sweeping review of federal consent decrees reached with local police departments aimed at improving their relationships with the communities they serve to see if they hinder tough law enforcement. Since 2009, when former President Barack Obama was in office, the U.S. Justice Department that Sessions now heads had opened investigations into the practices of 25 law enforcement agencies and was enforcing agreements it reached with 14 of them. But Sessions ordered key aides to review the agreements to see whether they meet the law enforcement aims of President Donald Trump. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.